last week was on Friday, and it's not new news that you do tend to stand over my lunch a bit, and you know, and you like to.
I do not. I just ask what you're having.
Oh, you do. You do, and you're drooling while you ask.
And I ask, like, if there's anything spare.
If there's anything I can have it. But that's okay, because on Friday, it was a landmarks moment for us. Mm. I did something for you. Today, I've brought you, for the first time ever, your own Tupperware container.
Thank you, mate.
Your own Tupperware container with cottage pie, and I tell you what, it's
bloody. Oh, smells bloody beautiful.
That's the first. Never in my life made lunch for anyone except my own kids.
Yeah.
Because we're mates.
Because we are.
You know, mates do things for each other.
Of course they do.
You know, we left the studio, and our boss, Jace, he was in the building.
Yeah.
And he's not here all the time, but he was here in that particular case. He said, hey, remember, he said, it's nice to see you boys looking after each other.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
And anyway, Paddy then disappeared. He's gone to the bathroom. I'm at my desk, which is not too far from the bathroom. Jace was nearby us as well.
Yeah.
Hey, Rob! From the bathroom. It's you. He called me in because she'd run out of toilet paper. And that's... I've gone in. I'm like, oh, please, mate. Anyway, so I give you a roll. I come back out and our boss, Jace, has gone, look, Rob, I don't care what happened in there just now, but if he asks you to wipe his bomb pot, the bromance is over. Done.
Look, let me tell you, what
I've
he just said
I've been told by management that there is a line in the sand that we will not cross.
What he just said is a load of shit.